From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Nairobi Monday, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission announced that incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had won the rerun presidential election. Wafula Chebukati is the chairman of the commission.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
The commission said Kenyatta got just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for Thursday's voting was just under 39% of the country's 19.6 million registered voters. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election, in which voter turnout was 80%. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and indeed protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. Kenyatta was declared the winner of the vote, but the results were thrown out for the August election by the Supreme Court because of irregularities in the transmission of results. The White House went on the defensive Monday, trying to distance President Trump from charges filed against two former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller in connection with the probe into Russia's attempt to influence last year's presidential election. The two are former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his longtime business associate Rick Gates. They were named in a 12-count indictment released Monday, charging money laundering, tax evasion, and other violations. They pleaded not guilty Monday in a federal court in Washington. The White House emphasized the indictment made no mention of Trump or any collusion between his campaign and Russia. This is VOA News.